Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Nintendo reported revenue rose 50% on the year thanks to the Super Mario Bros. Movie, as well as the launch of The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom in May. It also sold more Switch consoles than expected, moving 3.91 million consoles. That's up 13.9% over the same quarter last year. Roblox is one of the popular online worlds that has a chance of becoming something you might someday call the metaverse. It recently launched an open beta on Meta's Quest VR headsets. Roblox CEO David Baszucki says the Roblox beta for the Quest has been downloaded more than 1 million times. The government of Kenya ordered Sam Altman's WorldCoin to stop signing up new users. WorldCoin is a cryptocurrency that'll give you around $49 worth of its coins if you validate you are a human by having your iris scanned by an orb at one of WorldCoin's sign-up centers. Kenya's Ministry of Interior has launched an investigation into the security and privacy of the company. WorldCoin says it hopes to resume sign-ups in Kenya soon and is working on better crowd control measures for its iris scanning locations, as well as informing local regulators about its privacy controls. U.S. District Court Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler denied a request from a coalition of movie producers to compel Reddit to give them 6 users' basic account information. That would have included IP address registration and logs from January 2016 to the present, as well as their actual name, email address, and other account registration information. The 6 users in question made comments about piracy on Reddit in 2011 and 2018, and the producers are trying to prove that an ISP called Grand is liable for copyright infringement by its subscribers. So it wants to confirm that these 6 users were indeed Grand subscribers to add their statements to the evidence from 118 other subscribers. Judge Beeler ruled that the need for discovery of these 6 users did not outweigh First Amendment protections. India's Ministry of Commerce and Industry announced an immediate licensing requirement for import of laptops, tablets, other personal computers, and servers. The move may encourage some companies to increase manufacturing of these items in India to avoid the need for a license. Also, India's IT minister has resubmitted the Digital Personal Data Protection Bill that was withdrawn last year after pressure from tech companies. The bill has been modified to allow certain legitimate uses as exempt from needing user consent, such as when data is voluntarily provided. The Wall Street Journal obtained an internal document from Meta that shows fewer than 10% of owners of Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses wear them on any given day. The glasses went on sale in September 2021 and include a camera and wireless connectivity so you can take videos and pictures and listen to audio from a connected device. LG announced the global release for its 97-inch OLED TV that has one cord, the power cord. The LG Signature OLED M uses a Zero Connect box that you can plug in all your devices, like game consoles and your streaming players, to, and then the box can be located separately from the TV, transmitting data to the TV wirelessly. It's been on sale in South Korea, but will become available elsewhere in September, selling in the UK for £28,000. The price in both countries, Korea and the UK, is equivalent to around $35,000 US. Alienware announced the launch of its Aurora R16 flagship gaming computer. The R16 is 40% smaller than the R15, but has larger air intakes, two M2 PCIe slots, and support for Wi-Fi 6E and 2.5 gigabit per second Ethernet. Canada and the U.S. will be able to get it with NVIDIA's RTX 4070 or 4070 Ti graphics cards, while in Europe and Asia, you can get it with the RTX 3050 and RTX 4080. It starts at $1,750 in the U.S. Finally, Waymo announced it will launch its driverless taxi service in Austin, Texas later this year. That makes it the fourth market for Waymo. The service will start there with testing before eventually offering passenger service. Waymo says the cars will operate in downtown, Barton Hills, Riverside, East Austin, Hyde Park, and more. Waymo operates already in Phoenix and San Francisco and is coming to Los Angeles soon as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.